as we learned in yesterday's daily halakha, from the Torah law, one either has to make bitul hametz, that's to nullify his hametz, or to make a bedika. Either one would suffice in the Torah law. However, the Hachamim said that even if somebody plans on making bitul hametz, one should still make bedika nonetheless. There's a few reasons why they mandated a bedika. Number one, they were concerned that maybe a person will not make the bitul wholeheartedly. He has a lot of hametz, and even though verbally he says, yes, I'm nullifying it, but he might not mean it fully in his heart, and then he'll transgress. But if you do a bidika, you're getting rid of it, so therefore you won't have that problem. Secondly, by making a bitul, even if he meant it wholeheartedly, it's still in his house. Tosfot is concerned that maybe over the holiday, you'll forget and come to eat it. And therefore they say you should get rid of it. Especially chametz that we're accustomed to eating it all year long. So therefore there's a good chance if you leave it in your house, you might come to eat it. So therefore they said even though you nullified it, you must make a bidika to get rid of it. The bidika is done. Or the arba'a asar, the oranir. Or the arba'a asar means, even though or means light, but the Gemara explains it means the night of the 14th, which is the night before Pesach. Question is, what is the time to make the bidika? Acham ben Sion says that according to Shulchan Aruch, even though technically the time of the bidika is the whole night, but zirizim magdimim, once you try to do the mitzvah in the earliest time, which is right at the time that the stars come out, which would be any time after 20 minutes after sunset. Maran's language in Taflamir Aleph is that bitchilat halayla, in the beginning of the night, once you start making a bidika, so we see that Maran also preferred that even though you can do the mitzvah the whole night, it should be done preferably the earliest time possible. Regarding praying albit first, Chacham ben Sion says we follow the law of tadir, and even though you pray albit at 20 minutes after sunset, the Achamim factored in that it doesn't, or said, which is 20 minutes after sunset, the Hachamim didn't mean that bidika has to start exactly 20 minutes. They meant 20 minutes plus praying arbit. So therefore, you can pray arbit in the right time and then go to the bidika immediately. The Hafetz Chaim says that once the time of the bidika comes, one should not even eat a small amount of fruit, which is even a small delay, one should not. One should right away look at the time and make the bidika. And since he did not make bitul yet, because he's just starting with the bidika, it comes out that at the time that he's doing the bidika, it's a deoraita. So therefore, he should not minimize or mitigate this great mitzvah deoraita that he's about to do. Everybody should make a bidika, you know, not to try to get out of it, selling all the hametz and doing all these type of ways where you can get out of it. You shouldn't get out of the mitzvah. It's a deoraita. Therefore, the mitzvah has great significance.